The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? I'm your middlest brother, Big Dog Wolf Wolf, Travis Wolf Wolf
McElroy.
My
lights are off. My ding-dang lights are off. How are the people going to see what I'm bringing to the table? Vis-a-vis face stuff. Yeah. I'm Griffin McElroy, the youngest of them.
You know, the back-to-school doldrums can affect everybody differently.
Got me low.
But I have been looking for a pick-me-up to celebrate the fact that I have to wake up so early again. And Sid and I found a great one. I just want to recommend it to everybody. It's called the Blue Ribbon Baking Championship.
Now, that's interesting. Huh.
Why?
That sounds a lot like the other one.
So it is. It's ours. It's our American one.
Oh.
Well, that's funny. That's also funny because we tried that once.
Yeah, we've tried it many times, actually. But this is our American one. And it's celebrating fair food. It's bringing us to the fair.
Okay, can I tell you, just before we get into it.
I'd like to, okay.
I know, but just as a huge fan of Great British Bake Off, right?
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
Like Teresa and I do a podcast about it. Like I've seen every episode, right? And I think British reality competition things have this like homey kind of down to earth
tenderness
to them that anytime America has tried to be like, and we're going to do our version of it, they're like, and this time if you fail, we're going to ruin your credit score, and if you win, you get $1 million, and here's some explosions and big lights. They can't do this down homey thing, Justin.
So Blue Ribbon.
Okay, so Blue Ribbon, fair food.
Fair food. You're going to have such a hoot about one of the hosts. It's Sandra Lee. Remember Semi Homemade with Sandra Lee?
Don't.
Do you remember?
Don't. Is this whole bit only going to be funny if I know who that is?
No, she is a, had a show called Semi Homemade, where she would like take a bunch of different like products from the grocery store that you could just like buy, and then like, here's how you could like spice it up.
Oh, make it seem like you put the work in?
But then there's another host of the show.
Huh.
It's not just Sandra Lee. You got to have a celeb in there.
Yeah.
And so here's the other host of the show. I'm just sharing a still from the show.
Huh.
It's Sandra Lee and
Jason Biggs.
Now.
That's funny.
Can I talk
about
the
third funny thing about this story?
In this image, Justin, is that ribbon photoshopped?
No, that's the actual prize that you win is a gigantic blue ribbon the size of a gladiator's shield.
Shield-sized ribbon.
So it's interesting because like I couldn't quite figure it out. Because when Sydney and I saw that Jason Biggs was hosting this program, we thought, well, isn't that funny? Because if you'll remember, he was very notably in the American Pie movies.
Oh, where he placed his genitals in the pastry.
If you were to ask me to word associate Jason Biggs on the topic of baked goods, then I would go directly to fucking them.
Now, what
Griffin, sorry, making love.
now, Mr. Biggs does a great job. He's great at this job. He is a natural fit. He's convivial. He's like, whatever. But dang it, man. Those Netflix folks keep making him wink at the camera about the pie he humped. And it's just not very nice. because I thought it was going to be kind of an underlying thing because the movies were like American Pie. But then he's like, that looks like in the intro secrets, he's like, that looks like some pretty good pie. Barrel the camera. And I know.
I know what makes a good pie.
And I know a good pie.
See, look, I'd watch every episode of this television show if they never addressed it. They never addressed it. And you're just waiting for the shoe to drop. And dropping little hints like Jason Biggs, episode one, tasting a pie is like, the texture of this one feels pleasing to the tongue, but like didn't reference it.
Doesn't reference it.
Not just not reference it, but set up like they like somebody serves an apple pie, and he's like, "Oh, you know what that reminds me of? Ice cream, right?" And it's just like it keeps seeming like this. They're gonna have to say it now. They must.
He's got to. It's like the entire Twin Peaks: The Return. Like certainly, it's about to. This is gonna be. The now, beginning right? of it, right? But no.
Then episode another one, he's Sandra like, Lee reference like... it?
No.
Not yet.
Eventually, Sandra Lee's like, I'd fuck that pie. And it's like, what? Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Right.
Like,
and what? The other judges are like very prestigious. One of them was the pastry chef for the White House. And so they had to have a meeting where they're like, so how did you all get the gig? And Jason Biggs has to be like, well, fun story about me. Here's like an ice break. Let's play Two Truths and a Lie. Okay.
Yeah. The other very good version of this is that no other hosts and maybe contestants know about the offending picture with Jason Biggs in it. So when he's like, this is like the movie in which I had sex with a pie, they'd be like, what are you talking? Like Saving Silverman?
Was it a leaked video or something? Did someone catch? No.
That's disgusting, Mr. Biggs.
I, Jason Biggs, didn't. My character.
A
character I played, co-starring Eugene Levy, huh? Everyone loves him now, right?
We love Eugene.
Yeah.
I wish Eugene Levy was the host. And
no,
people
Jason
would be
Biggs
like,
does a really good job.
No, but if Eugene Levy was the host, then the tangential nature of the connection to the American Pie movie would, I think, also make for some great situations of like, good pie, huh? Just like in the movie you were in once and your son did it.
Are you saying there's a reality in which the producers had absolutely no clue? This young man, we're huge on this one guy, Jason Biggs. Yes. An unknown came into us, and he just had a great energy. Yeah. We're wild about him for our cherry pie show. Let's take it away.
Do you think maybe they sold it to Jason Biggs where he's like, guys, I can't do this show about baking because of the thing. And they're like, no, Jason. Our plan is there's going to be so many pies in this show that you don't fuck that it's going to cancel out.
It's going to change your whole reputation. Yes.
Because
this would be like if I did a YouTube streaming explainer series on the history of bananas.
Yeah.
And then people would sort of start I would change the narrative a little bit.
There would be so many bananas Griffin could have bitten into.
It's just, guys, it's just that Mr. Biggs, what I wasn't ready for is... he's just such a fucking little stinker about it. he is fully owning the fact that, like, we all did a lot of things, didn't we, back in our 20s. Mine was in a movie, right? It's a character, not even my actions. Again,
how
I want to
method
specify.
Do you think he was?
But, like, he's not. Now he's a total stinker about it. Like, every pie he walks past, he puts a finger in it, like, not quite ready. It's
no.
Like,
yeah.
Jason.
This, I wouldn't finish in this. This couldn't make me finish. Stick your finger in fresh out of the oven. Ow, it's hot. Why is it like that? Are you trying to burn my penis and balls off?
He has a very original judging method that brings a real energy
I bet.
To the
Do you
competition.
Think they had
Let's
to
just
have...
put it this way. Sandra Lee has to be completely done. She has to be completely done.
There must have been a production meeting with all the contestants where they sat down and they're like, has everyone here seen American Pie? And like, because it's going to come, guys, it's going to come up. Before you all come back to set tomorrow, we need you all to go home and watch at least the first one, maybe multiple ones. Because
in fact, I'm going to Google, get on YouTube, find the offending. There's really just one scene where he fucks the pie. A lot of people don't talk about that. A lot of grosser stuff happens in those movies. He feeds his dad his own pubes. That's grosser to me, that's, but it's not called gross. American pubes.
It's not called American pubes. That's interesting.
Well,
although
not
the,
here, but the in
the
French market.
The fifth one is called American Pie Presents American Pubes.
American Graffiti. American Pie Presents American Graffiti.
American Pubes Presents American Graffiti.
No, but it's
what kind of
now.
Fair food are we talking? Are we talking like fried s'mores? Like how nasty are they getting?
We're talking about like stuff on a, like the very first challenge is stuff on a stick that shouldn't be on a stick.
Love that. Love that. I want them to exclusively cook up things that Prue would not eat with her worst enemies.
Yeah, this is right. What I'm saying. Just let them cook stuff they're good at.
I know we're not tastemakers, but it does feel
the
like media
us?
Is increasingly making choices that are geared towards, you know what would fucking bust the McElroy brothers up? What if we let Jason Biggs host a pie show? Like, that would delight them personally. Yeah. Like, it just feels very targeted.
Yeah.
A little something for everybody.
Can we just hang out with Jason Biggs? I don't know him.
What if Stifler's mom's the other host?
She's having a huge renaissance right now.
I'm kind of realizing right now I don't know enough about American Pie, the movie series. Griffin apparently knows.
What do you want to know?
Huh. Okay, Griffin. Tell me the what's the culminating event of American Pie the first? Like, what's the denouement of American Pie the first one? What's the big plot twist at the end?
Well, I think that Stifler's mom has a sort of erotic rendezvous with one of the guys, and then it's sort of used as a shift in the power dynamics in this largely male friend group.
Okay.
And it's all about sort of their struggles to navigate that. It's obviously a huge breach of trust when that one guy hooked up with Stifler's mom.
Yeah.
Now, that is notable. It is notable. The American Pie franchise, American Pie first one, is notable for both the introduction to the broader populace of Jennifer Coolidge as Stifler's mom, and also the term MILF.
Yeah.
What?
From Thank
American
you so
Pie,
much.
It's a landmark. It's
Thank
so
you to
important.
American Pie and to Justin for clarifying that for us and our audience.
Thank you, Griffin. I'm nothing if not a cultural critic.
Yeah.
An observer.
Have you seen St. Elmo's Fire? It's a lot like St. Elmo's Fire.
At what point in St. Elmo's Fire do they eat pubes?
Eugene Levy's in St. Elmo's Fire. He does eat pubes in that one, too.
Does he eat
in
pubes
one of the
in
movies,
everything
a guy,
he's in?
Contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how The Rock doesn't lose fights, you know?
Yeah, The Rock eats cod. Eugene Levy chomps mad pooch.
Sorry. Say it again.
I won't
clear
say it.
For
I won't
text
say it again.
Say it clear
I won't
for
say
TikTok.
It again. I won't say,
say
it again.
Say it clear for the Vine.
I won't say it again.
That's fair. I don't blame you. This is an advice show, all right? And you're listening to us, which means you want to know what we think. So you send us your questions, and we turn the Malcolm Link into wisdom. That's the program. It's hot in Texas. So everywhere I go, I bring my big Nalgene water bottle. The only issue is whenever I drink from it, I'm never quite sure where to look.
I wish you had noticed when I just took a drink during this question which way my eyes were gone, because there's no way I'm going to be able to do it naturally.
Do I look to the side and potentially make eye contact with someone? Do I close my eyes? That's from Sip Anxiety in San Antonio. Okay.
If you close your eyes, you got to drop a... going down wet. That's going to moisten it good.
This feels like a high-powered like business executive test they would do for like a job interview, like room full of interviewees, where you hand them the Nalgene and it's like, you closed your eyes, you're prey. You kept your eyes open, looking around, you're ready for the attack. I love that. You somehow looked multiple ways at the same time. You're a gecko. Get in here.
I thought when you said you're prey, you were saying that you are praying in the weirdest imaginable syntax. You have the bottle to your lips, eyes closed, in prey.
In prey.
You are prey now.
A lot of this depends on what is at the top of the water bottle, because look at this. If I've got a straw top and I'm giving you direct eye contact, it's a little, is it getting a little flirty? If I'm giving you direct eye contact and I have a bottle top, it's more of a... splashing all over me. It's terrible.
I have my water bottle here. I also want to show that when I do it, if I'm not careful, will hit myself in the face with the lid. So that's because the lid's attached, right? So there is a little bit of... I'm keeping my head back.
Yeah,
I
genuinely...
So I don't bash myself in the nose.
I think I haul such a big aqua unit around so that I don't have to worry about this.
Can we
this
see thing, that? Can we see your unit, Griffin?
I mean,
that's pretty good. Look at I me. Like them. Is that are there motivational things on the sign? Because I've seen that before.
I've definitely talked about that on the show before.
I just wanted you to bring it up again.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite is no excuses, which is like, I'm not thirsty anymore is a pretty good excuse for not drinking water.
If you wait till you're thirsty, Griffin, you're already dehydrated.
I've never really contemplated it, but as I'm sitting here thinking about it, I realize that whenever I unscrew the top of my water bottle and start chugging, I'm on the trail for at least a second. I feel like that's kind of I'm kind of cosplaying as like a water guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, just from drinking water.
Well, it's like I unscrew the top, right? Uh-huh. It's like a canteen, and it feels like a canteen. And then I drink it, I'm like, and I know that I'm making a good choice right then, right?
Yeah,
and then
like so a hiker does.
You put your like binoculars to like your eyes, right?
Yeah, like a hiking guy or a biking guy or whatever. And I feel like in that moment, I think I kind of pretend, now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, I've never thought about it, but I think I do. I don't look at anything because I'm thinking about like the trail ahead.
No,
usually.
Yeah. I like to do, like, I just grabbed it out of the hand of somebody standing next to me on a marathon path, and I just pour it, I open my mouth, pour it in as fast as I can. You know what I mean?
Yours is a
I don't
joke.
Think that's true. I think that's a joke.
I put myself in a really vulnerable
He made himself
place.
Really vulnerable there to pretend to be a hiking
guy. I was trying
guy.
To, I actually felt the vulnerability, and it made me uncomfortable in such a way that I had to make a joke out of it. Justin, I'm so sorry that I didn't.
But it's hugely relatable. I feel like when I walk into an REI, I see myself surrounded by opportunities to pretend like I'm an outdoors hike guy for like a little bit.
Yeah.
A carabiner? I don't know what I would use that for, but just to have it would make me feel a little bit more like I'm living that Subaru life.
Anytime I see like foldable cutlery, you know, it's like,
so
oh,
huge.
And I'm like, I'm going to use that.
Little gas stove.
When am I
going
to use that?
You can, it's good to pretend in your day-to-day life as an adult, you only get little moments to play pretend,
yes.
Right? Because you're very busy. So you got to take them where you can get them. I remember when I used to get the Xbox 360 power brick and unplug it, there's like this big chunk hanging down from it. It looks like the ghost traps. And when I unplug the 360, I would pretend I'm a Ghostbuster for a second.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. That's exactly like when you drink water thinking you're a hiking man.
You're just pretending. It's like micro RPG. Like I'm going to just like, for a second, I'm cosplaying as like a hiking guy.
100%.
And that can make you do things in your day-to-day life, right? Like when I go to ride the bike, the exercise bike, I have other clothes that I change into. Because in that moment, I'm a biking guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
man.
If you try to talk to me during that, like, I don't know, I'm all about health and fitness. And I have different clothes that I
every
wear.
Every so often, I do a little stretch in public. Like, I'm like, like, people looking at me might think, I bet he does that all the time to keep himself limber and healthy. No, I don't. I'm pretending.
Yeah. Like, if you, sometimes you forget that, right? Like, you think, like, I would like to do a squat right now. And then you think, no one does squats. But if people see me, maybe they think, like, I'm a squat all the time.
Yeah.
They don't know I've never
squatted
before. He
wouldn't have just started right now.
Yeah, and this can't be his first squat.
Yeah. It's like when I go to the toilet and use the toilet, like, in that moment, I'm not Griffin. I'm being like the nasty man. You guys know him?
Sorry?
You think about the nasty, like when I'm on the toilet, I can't think of myself doing the things that I do on the toilet. And so it's like in that moment, I'm pretending I'm, then I'm the nasty man. Like I'm pretending to be the nasty man.
Who uses the toilet?
He loves doing that, yeah.
How's potty training going with your son, by the way, Griffin?
Pretty fucking great, man.
Is anything, like have we come to anything approach, like eye contact is out.
Yeah.
Right? Unless it's a intentional technique. To seduce.
I think if you're talking to... Okay, here, I'm talking to you, Justin. I'm talking to you, right? I'm talking to
Show
you.
Show me what
I'm
gonna seduce do while for, drink.
No. So you could... No, see?
No, that sucks. Work. I hated every
that's
second of that.
I don't... Because okay, it can't be mid-conversation. I want to make a rule about that, right? Like, because that made me feel not listened to, and I wasn't even talking.
Especially if it's like a squirt, but I know we're talking about a Nalgene. But if you've
ooh,
got
shit.
Like...
A squirt
those,
is
like,
good.
Ah, keep going. No, we're not doing that.
I don't think I would think very... highly of someone with a squirt water bottle.
Even if it looked like they
just
got off the
rack. About myself.
Oh, really? You don't like Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes, Justin? Because how
I'm
do you think they won Space
adult.
Jam?
It's a bias in myself, guys. I'm trying to fix it, okay? Let me have this vulnerability
Open
here that
yourself.
I think you look like a baby. if you do that.
That's true. Can think of a few.
Or a hamster.
I can think of a few. A hamster is different. The hamster thing doesn't squirt. That's all. I think we can all agree.
Well,
that's the baseline.
Or you're like suckling off it. Either.
That's
way.
What I. No, you can't or those. One is considerably worse than the other. If I see you go, hey, Griffin, what's going on? Squirt. I'll be like, that was weird. If you're like, hey, Griffin, what's going on? Blah, 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 blah. <Yeah. laughs> Now who's being the nasty man? Justin is looking in the middle distance. Okay, I clock juice that time.
You caught me middle distance. Okay, I like that. You know what I was thinking
here's
about in the middle distance?
Yeah, please.
You what? Saw middle distance. I see the horizon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cool. The next cliff.
It gives a vibe. Middle distance does give a vibe of right now, it's just the water and me. Right now, everything that's happening
I need
now
this.
Is just me and the water.
What I'm saying is maybe on your next drink of water, you'd be absolutely present.
Yeah.
For that.
100%
And in that exact moment. And by present, I mean pretending to be a hiking guy at a cliff place. You know what I mean?
I just
then
did
eat
it.
A cliff bar. You're so healthy. What? You've been out there. You don't even have time for a whole meal.
Oh, we all feel like a phony eating cliff bars, don't we?
Yeah.
Every time I eat a cliff bar, I keep waiting for somebody to snatch it out of my hand.
No. Yeah. Have a Subway sandwich, you liar.
Every time I eat a cliff bar, I think, see you in like 128 hours, my man. Those things take a while to work through.
Are you eating it? Whole Griffin, you have to chew it.
Yeah, thereby turning it into industrial mortar.
That is a feature, not a bug, Griffin. You don't want to be looking for the loo when you're out on the trail, so they keep it in you for a
Thank
while.
Thank God that guy ate all those cliff bars before he got trapped in that rock with his arm. And he was like, well, I don't have to worry about going to the bathroom for a while.
He cut his arm off. He was bored. He wasn't hungry. He had cliff bars inside him.
I don't know why we have such trouble getting them to sponsor one episode. It's not.
Yeah.
What if in that movie he did at one point have to be the nasty man, but like while up sort of pinned between two rocks, and that's when someone walked by and he was like, "I can't. I'll wait for the next one. There's
I'm
no
not
way.
Get their attention
I can't be pincered between two walls like I'm on American Ninja Warrior." Using the bathroom from 8 feet up high and have someone see that because they'll
think
tell
there
people
were
I
ever
know.
Product placement meetings for 127 hours.
I guarantee you there was one for Gatorade because there's a scene where he's pinned in the rock and he's so thirsty and he closes his eyes and he thinks of this sweaty, glistening orange jar of Gatorade in his front seat. And seeing that in that moment, I really wanted to drink orange Gatorade.
You wanted that
pretty
sour
bad.
Milk.
I wanted that sour potion that makes me so strong, I go crazy. Do you want a WikiHow?
Please, yeah.
Thank you so much to Ren, who sent us this missive from the wizard. It's everything you need to know about faking your death.
Oh, nice. Whoa. Now this is practical.
Faking your own death can be a good practical joke in the right context.
Can it?
You don't want to scare people or hurt someone who cares for you. It is illegal to fake your own death to collect life insurance, but it is legal to simply fake your death in order to disappear. Seek counseling if this isn't funny anymore, but let's just jump ahead and pretend like it's a practical joke.
Okay, gotcha. I do just want to say, the disappear part, I don't know if that's true. It's legal to fake my death to disappear?
I don't think that is in any way accurate. I think that is actually a federal crime.
Do you guys ever think about, I occasionally, like when Teresa and I do an episode of Schmanners about somebody like from like the 1800s or like the 1700s or whatever, how easy it was to just like, you know what? I think I've ruined everyone's opinion of myself here. I'm going to move to like San Francisco now and my name is James. Bye, everybody.
I'm James now.
You read about that a lot actually at that time period because things are so antiquated. Like you would hear about people like, yes, my husband Robert faked his own death, and he'd be like, I was in St. Louis for 5 days, Beth. I told you.
Yeah.
I told you I was going.
Well, I couldn't get
town.
A hold of you. Yeah, no shit, Beth. Yeah, we don't have phones or whatever.
It's 18 something. Like there's no, what do you want from me?
Yeah, man. I said I'd be home in 4 days and it took me 5. Sorry, dude.
Yeah. Well, while you were gone, several of our children died from fevers named after colors. So I hope you're really happy.
Yeah, man. We knew that was a chance when I left, Beth.
Yeah, that's why I went to St. Louis to get the color medicine. And here it is. It's labeled cocaine for some reason.
It says blue cocaine on here. I
taste the rainbow. Is that anything? I don't know.
So it's not inherently illegal to fake your death, but everything you do afterward will veer into illegal territory, like insurance or tax fraud.
Wait. So what do you do at, like, what do they say is faking a death out that is legal?
Well, it's not.
If you do it just for yourself.
If you do it and then like 12 hours later, you pop up like, ah, right. Gotcha, grandpa, then it won't be a big deal. Except to your grandpa, who's probably like, the family line is sundered. Like, he'll be pretty bummed out, I bet.
Right.
But it's not like you're breaking any laws doing that. It's just you're doing something that is, I think, questionable on an ethical, interpersonal level. So there's a lot of hand-wringing about how illegal this is. Let's skip
yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. Don't.
How do we get our disclaimer? We don't have to do theirs, too.
How to fake your death. Plan the event. Decide how you want to fake it. Map out the event on paper to better flesh out your ideas for the prank. Plan to die in front of people you know can handle it. It is in quotes there. So that's, but that can be like, it Sherlock, like a big flaming part of a spaceship falls down and oh no, it crushed Griffin. It didn't. I'm in the hatch underneath collecting insurance money.
Would you want to be the type of person that one of your friends or loved one thinks could handle them dying?
Watching them fake their death in front of you? No.
Yeah.
I don't know what role that person.
Hard as shit, man. He's not going to get upset at all.
He won't give a shit, man. Travis will get it.
Travis is just going to roll with the changes, baby.
Yeah. He'll stick around in denial for long enough that I'll be able to pop back up and have it not do any sort of serious psychological harm. Plus, he's going to bust up about the prank side of it. I think it'll be worth it. Night is a good time because there won't be as much light on the scene.
Okay. Cool, man.
What if I was going to fake my death in the middle of an MLB baseball game?
There you go.
Then light is a feature of the experience. I want there to be no doubt as I David Copperfield myself under the pitcher's mound. Plant the seed. Pick out one or a group of your friends to witness your faux death. You want to go to a baseball game this Saturday?
Yeah, perfect.
It'll be one for the memory books.
Bring a phone.
Bring a phone.
And a notepad.
And a notary public.
Yeah.
And don't blink or you might miss the clues. Did I say clues?
Bring a documentary crew. Don't worry about it. For the game. We've been hired to document the game.
This is wild.
The method of dying? Choose your method of dying?
Yeah. So if you decide if you want to, quote, die from an injury or disease, if you're planning a disease-induced, quote, death, tell them about your failing health. This is rough. This is the least funny way of doing this. Don't be like, hey, what's up? Yeah. Oh, my shoulder hurts today. And then the next day be like, did you hear about Richard?
Yeah.
Like, don't do that.
Shoulder got him.
It's got to be a big thing falls on you at an MLB baseball game.
And I would argue that the more embarrassing the death, the more believable it is, right? Because if you die in a really cool way, they're like, what? How is it possible? Like, yeah, that seems
Did he even own a skateboard? What was he doing? I don't understand.
But if it was us, we would definitely pick a fake death that would be plausible. Like, we are aware enough of people's knowledge of us where I might try to do one to bust people up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I might try to get one on the way out, just kind of like a last ribbing.
But if it was he pooped too hard on the toilet and died. Right?
It will be one of those. Yeah. I remember in the movie Big Fish, there's the witch that shows people how they die, and he showed that one kid that he's going to be like 50 and he's going to be on the toilet and he'll die. And I, watching Big Fish, was like, that can happen? It all of a sudden leapt up to like my number one chief concern on this earth of like, you could be the nasty man so bad, you could die from it?
God, that explains every, this is your Rosetta Stone, Griffin.
It really is. It's my rosebud. Enact a sudden death. This is good. A slow roll fake death is way more work than it needs to be.
Yeah.
Just like week by week, like, yeah, another decrease in my general quality of health. A sudden death,
I would say a lengthy, like 10-minute monologue kind of deal is going to require acting chops that most people don't have. I think you want an instant kill.
So it goes pretty deep into set a time of meeting and show up late for dramatic effect. Mm-hmm. Make sure your audience is in the location for where you planned for them to be at. Wear the clothes and makeup from your, quote, injury. So I guess this is like saying, you walk away from the baseball field to meet your friends in the parking lot, and you're already pretty busted up, and you're like, one of those big lights fell on me, and it's time for me to die now, guys.
No, Griffin.
Don't show the injury happening. You can just kind of like turn a corner and be like, oof, they got me.
You need to be wearing the same clothes and makeup as the cadaver that you've already sourced to take your place in front of that bus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they include that in there? Where to get the cadaver?
They don't include get a patsy corpse anywhere in this.
But that's 101.
That's a wild journey for that bus driver, though, because that person goes from fear, like, I can't believe I hit a kid, Griffin, in this case. And then he's like,
three strikes, so I'm out.
No, don't worry, Doug. It was just a dead guy.
No problemo, Doug. Doug, great news.
It was somebody else's uncle.
You didn't kill podcasting hero Griffin McElroy. You just hit another dead body that exploded into a million billion parts.
I don't think we have a name for that emotion.
If you arrange it so your friends are on this side of the bus and the bus drives between, what the bus driver sees is you dressed the same as the dead body that you're holding, chuck the dead body in front of the bus.
Yeah, the bus driver's in on it.
Yeah, if I meet the bus driver that has gone through that situation, it's going to be one of the only times in my life where I'm going to ask somebody, how are they feeling? I'm really going to listen really hard. I'm going to be fucking Count Rugen. Like, don't spare word. Like, exactly. How are you feeling at this exact moment?
Because
this emotional set has never occurred in human history.
Now, I've never seen this in a WikiHow article before. Obituary publication.
Mm.
Step one, contemplate your decision. Some people will view this as going overboard. Yeah. Before you go through with getting your own obituary published, rethink your reasons and desires for doing so. If this is for a practical joke, it could be over the top and funny for that reason. If you're doing this for spite or legal reasons, do not go through with this.
For spite or legal reasons is the only context in which I would approve.
I would switch those. Yeah.
Like, it's not, if you do it to be funny and you mess a lot of things up, that's not good.
While planning this, contact any family members that may read the obituary and tell them the truth before they begin grieving. Are we doing this thing or are we not doing this thing?
Come on.
You know who can't do that? A dead person, which I'm actively pretending to be.
Right.
Because of parking tickets, for parking tickets reasons. Write your obituary. That's cool because you can hide all the clues in there. Griffin McElroy, outside a baseball game, as he so often is, did not eat any hot dogs that day. Like, put in shit that's like, there's no way this stuff is true.
We have not, until this moment, entertained the idea of faking your death for an elaborate game to win your fortune, right? Which I think is a justifiable reason. You've grown too rich, too famous. You can't handle the pressure anymore. You're ready to pass that legacy on to somebody else. And you're ready to retire into anonymity and just live on a beach or whatever. But you need to find the person who's going to solve, you know, where the money is or whatever. And that's why we're faking our death. Now I'm on board. Now I can buy into this.
Yeah.
Couple really cool community Q&A excerpts on this one. Can I make a fake body and leave it for people to discover and flee the country?
Yes.
You can, but it's pretty unlikely you'd fool the investigators looking into your death with a fake body. Now, are we talking about Ferris Bueller pillows under the bed sheet level fake body? Because it sounds like when you say, make a fake body that will stand up to CSI scrutiny.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, you need
there?
To.
What does that mean to make a fake body?
Yeah, you got
to
contact a discredited dentist who needs the money because of gambling debts and have him redo a cadaver's teeth to match your dental records.
I guess at that point it's half homegrown.
Yeah.
At that point, I love that.
Hi, I'm Sandra Lee. Welcome to Semi Homemade. How to make your own fake corpse?
Have you picked up a little too much heat?
Have you fucked one too many pies? Sure.
Is it time to get off the grid? This is my co-host, Danny Smalls. It's just Jason Biggs winking.
It's still me.
It worked for me.
I've done that for any of the pies.
Do they include a step in there, Griffin, about like for an extended amount of time following this prank, you have to be super careful not to really die? Or no, or people are going to be like, no way. No, just come on out. Come on out for like maybe months afterwards.
You guys have read a lot of mysteries. There has to be a mystery book about that where like the investigators looking into somebody who faked their death, but it turned out they really died after faking their death.
Oh, yeah. It's
only they were smart enough to figure it out.
That'd be a killer if I just said the title of whatever book that was. And then
yeah,
you can just skip reading.
It sounds new. If it's new, let's do it. Let's write it
down.
Yeah, it's CMTMTM. Okay. TM.
One last quick community Q&A. Is it possible to fake someone else's death?
Well,
if they're willing to go along with it, sure, but it would be pretty difficult without their consent unless you were doing to kidnap them, which I do not recommend.
That definitely leads to murder, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Don't.
Don't fake someone else's death. I mean, you could, but it wouldn't be good. You wouldn't be able to do a very good job.
No, I'd rather have somebody on, like, have a compatriot who's helping me fake my own death.
Yeah.
That's where people mess up.
Oh.
I don't want to leave any connections here. I'm gone, baby.
Yeah.
I didn't quit this life because it's so cool and I want to keep checking in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm done.
Hey,
if I liked anybody in my life well enough to not fake my own death, I probably wouldn't fake my own death.
It would be a cold ass moment though if you're like, hey, thanks for helping me fake my own death. And like, sure, man. It's like, now I'm about to reel your own death, right? And then they have to murder them to keep them quiet.
What? That one's really good.
Yeah.
That one's really good because they help you fake your death. And then you're like, congratulations. This is now the perfect fucking crime.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because a dead man can't murder.
Damn it. Shit. Dang, cut this part out.
Yeah, cut it out. This is too good. Too good. TM.
This is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I was going to say let's go to the money zone, but I don't think.
No, we're rich now.
We're going to be rich.
Well, Griffin and I do. Unless Travis is going to bring us in.
Yeah, I'll bring you in. I need assistance.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Pretty starter level. Like
pretty sure I put the first English on the ball of this whole mystery idea.
Hey, Griffin, you talk a lot for a PA, man.
Okay. You're right. Yeah, I guess so. I have big ambitions, but sometimes they get the best of me.
It's better with you. Hey, if you want to keep in touch with friends and family all across this planet of ours, but they're maybe not the most tech savvy, that's not a problem with Aura Frames. It is rated the number one digital picture frame by Wirecutter. We use them at our house. We have friends with Aura frames, and we use them to share pictures instantly from anywhere you're at. You can tap a couple buttons on your phone, and then the picture will appear on their frame. And if you got a relative that maybe isn't so good with technology, you can get all this set up on your end. So all you have to do is push a few buttons on the app, and the pictures will appear beautifully and digitally right there in their frame. Yeah. It's a really, really nice product. It's really easy to use. I've never had any problems with it. I think it's an absolute delight. And if you're looking for something to get somebody or just looking to stay in better touch with somebody you care about, it's a great place to start.
It'd be cool if I could upload a video of me pretending to be trapped inside the Aura frame, like one of the guys in Myst. If I could do that to Nani's or somebody's, one of my relatives, then it'll be like,
that
Nani,
would be actually really good.
Yeah, how to fake your own trapped in a bookening. Yeah.
Yeah. How to fake your own misting.
So, my friends, misting right now, persons. Aura's having, excuse me?
That's what I would call that series of people getting misted, misting persons.
Right now,
person's really fucking good.
Right now, all right. Travis is already rich. We don't have to keep giving Travis more money.
No, Justin, the heat is on. My audience is hungry for the next one. You don't understand, Justin. The pressure is there.
I don't think we can write a mystery series where the main sort of narrative hook is that people get sucked into books, like in the video game Myst.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do that where it's like, and then the princess called down her dragons, like, you know, in Game of Thrones.
But
she had a special word. She said, but real. She has a special word that made the dragons shoot fire out of their mouths. Like Game of Thrones, but real?
But real is another Travis mystery.
The E.T. touched the child's heart like an E.T.
But real.
But real.
He flew like the Supermans he had read about in the comic books. But this time, it was
real.
I'm in the cyber grid. What's the cyber grid? Have you seen The Matrix, she said, sexily?
It's like that.
It's like that, but even more real. This book kicks ass. It is like The Matrix.
But better.
He kissed Angela from The Office, just like he had imagined it would be when he kissed Angela from The Office. But this time, he was really kissing Angela from The Office. Even
better. I know this is a book. Trust.
I know that I'm a simple teenage Ninja Turtle, and you're Angela from The Office, but this is real.
It feels so real. It's like a story.
It's a story, but it really
happened.
But
it's really happening to us.
That's the difference. Right now, R is having their very first friends and family sale. We got an exclusive offer just for our listeners. For a limited time only, you can get $35 off their best-selling frame by visiting auraframes.com and using the promo code MYBROTHER at checkout. That's AURAframes.com, promo code MYBROTHER. This is the best offer of the season, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply.
I forgot. I
like
we were
to imagine
doing
that somewhere at Aura HQ, the CEO has just pressed stop on a recorder. And it's like, so Ashley, what did you think about that, Adrian? Well, I thought the beginning was very me
it
too.
Was very good.
Yeah.
How about the call to action?
They brought home the call to action at the end.
Did you see any problems with the ad read? Was there any parts that you don't know that we at Aura need to pay for necessarily?
Are we paying for all the references to kissing the character Angela from The Office? Do you know? Is it part of our contract?
Because if so, we have notes about how that story would go. We don't think Angela maybe the right choice. I don't know. There's just other characters we
There's
would like to see included
in the office
next time.
She's closer to Dwight. And it simply wouldn't make sense.
There's storylines that weren't fully fleshed out in the show that we'd love to see fleshed out. Let's not interrupt existing ships, but rather create our own.
Right.
Talking about existing ships, what about Rocket Money?
Whoa.
Oh, good job, Griff.
Rocket Money is an incredibly good app that makes just total sense to use if you subscribe to a lot of stuff. Everyone subscribes to a lot of stuff basically every day, maybe even without realizing it. Sometimes it's a kid's app about bathroom stuff. Sometimes it's a kid's app about race cars that you have to pay $3 a week for some reason. It's mostly kids' apps or redundancies in your streaming bundles. Rocket Money will catch all that shit for you and be like, hey, you are spending dead-ass $90 a month that you do not need to be spending on subscriptions that you do not use and you do not need. That's not all they can do, though, either, because they also are able to help you keep track of your spending, let you set a budget. They can also help lower your bills so you can grow your savings. They have over 5 million users, and Rocket Money has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
I'll also say this, and this isn't included in the Tiger Points, but as a Rocket Money user, I get notifications from them that are like, hey, you spent this much less last week. And it's exactly what I as a person need to feel good about saving money. I need something that goes, hey, you're a good boy. You did a good job.
Yeah.
And
it may as well say, so you can spend that much money on HeroClix this week.
Yay.
This is your hero.
Hey, you've saved a lot of money. Maybe consider going deep into Magic the Gathering this month.
Yeah, now's the time. You've saved up enough. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions.
And start wasting money on things you do use.
On things you do use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/mybrother. That's rocketmoney.com/mybrother. One last time, rocketmoney.com/mybrother.
My name is Jordan Cruciola, and I love movies. But you know what I might love even more? Talking about movies. And the directors, actors, and writers that join me every week on Feeling Seen love to talk about movies too. Like our recent co-host, the writer and director, Justin Simien.
And I love the premise of your show, Feeling Seen. I think that's kind of always my goal when I'm making something. Nothing touches my heart more than when someone comes out of my movie and says, oh my God, I never thought I would see myself.
So hang out with us and geek out about watching movies, making movies, and the ways the movies we love speak to us directly. You might just start asking folks around you, hey, what movie character made you feel seen? We're doing it every week at MaximumFun.org.
The Greatest Generation has been going for more than 8 years.
And if you've been Greatest Gen curious, but have never taken the leap, we recommend exploring your Greatest Gen curiosity in a safe, fun environment with partners you can trust. And right now, is one of the best times ever to become a new listener.
That's because we just started covering a new series, Star Trek Enterprise, one of the horniest and weirdest editions of Star Trek ever released.
This is your chance to ease into the Greatest Generation lifestyle.
The Greatest Generation, now covering Star Trek Enterprise, the one with Scott Bakula, every Monday on MaximumFun.org or in your podcast app.
I want a munch squad. Hey, J-Man, for a second there was the munch squad theme band, was the like lead singer taking a drink of water and at an unexpected time, and like the guitar player had to do a fill.
It's called noise rock. If you don't like it, you don't like it.
I don't.
Sometimes during a Coldplay show, Chris Martin will be like, pause the 10-1. Show, pause the music,
10-1.
Pause it. Clocks, hold on.
Yellow
clocks. Viva la vida.
James okay. Bond.
So anyway, you guys are really funny.
Eat my fucking ass and balls, Juice. Really funny.
you don't like compliments? You can't take a compliment?
Nards, bro. Huff my shorts and eat the nards in them, fucking hater.
Really good skill.
You don't like compliments anymore? Why are you so insecure?
Cool energy. Funny. Not everything has to be funny that we say and do on this show. God, you just reap the whirlwind.
Sometimes we just like to bring more of a barstool vibe, you know? Just like not funny, just like talking, you know?
Skewed view.
Yeah, twisted. So anyway, I did want to let
What was your funny shit, Justin? Sorry, we interrupted your funny shit.
I'm ready to bust my sides.
I don't have funny shit. I just want to tell you guys that Duncan's got the spiked pumpkin spice latte now, so you can drink an iced spiced latte from
spiked
Duncan.
With what?
Alcohol. Spiked with you can buy. Go to the convenience store. You can buy a can of Dunkin' spiked pumpkin spice iced latte.
No.
That's cool. That's a lot of fun words that they've thrown in.
Yeah, it's called the Dunkin' spiked pumpkin spice iced latte. But that's not what I want to talk about with Dunkin'. I want to tell you guys about the Dunkin' Turns. This is a press release that they just put up on the website for anybody to read. Okay, so let's say I'm interested in what's going on with Duncan. Here's what I would read. Duncan enters the world of Fortnite with sparked energy minigames.
Wait, what was the Fortnite thing last week?
It was like somebody Zaxby's? Had a brand. Zaxby's had a brand activation inside Fortnite, I think.
Okay.
And here we are with call. It says here, the first thing it says is calling all gamers.
Oh,
so yes. I got my listening ears on already. Uh-huh. Duncan is officially entering the world of Fortnite. And I might I say, again, as I said last week, not a moment too soon. Thank you. Welcome.
At the height of its power.
At the height. We've partnered with Duncan Turn and Twitch streamer Cypher PK and Twitch rivals to bring sparked energy by Duncan to your favorite gaming console.
What's Duncan Turns? Cool.
Okay, that's a really good question, Trav, because they're telling you that about these Duncan turns, and they're not, like, contextualizing what that means, right? You have to know the lore before you can read the press release?
It's an ARG.
No,
it's this fella has... This fella has 3 million followers.
The Dun Kings, we remember them. It was Ben Affleck and all his buddies.
Of course.
And now they got the Duncan.
Terrifying Boston gang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they got the Duncan turns. And that is Will Arnett, because that's the law, and content creator Corporate Natalie pretending to be a corporate Duncan person. And then they bring in other people to pretend to like Duncan. But one of the Duncan turns is like they got Joey Fatone and AJ McLean from singing, and there's other people, but one of them is Cypher PK, who I guess is a game streamer, and they're just going to be bringing all the Duncan stuff to Fortnite
if you are interested in that.
You sound pissed off about this.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm really excited.
It sounds pissed off.
The Fortnite map has everything you'd expect from us. And us here, I think, refers to the drink, Sparked Energy Drink, which is a sub-brand within Dunkin', is I think who that pronoun us is referring to, a drink. Just as Sparked Energy gives you the fuel you need to power through the day in the real world, the mini games come equipped with Sparked Energy speed-ups designed to help players move quicker through the map.
Now, that's false advertising, I feel like.
Okay.
If I drink a Sparked Energy, which I wouldn't, but if I did drink the Sparked Energy, am I going to physically move faster considerably as a result of that, as if I had just drank Boost Juice or whatever it's called normally in vanilla Fortnite?
Now, I'm looking here at CypherPK stuff.
Yeah.
On the YouTube, it's about 10 million subscribers, and on Twitch, about 7 million subscribers. So it's nice to finally have a benchmark for us to hit before Senpai notices us.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because
sure,
I want to be on the Dunkin' payroll, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I think I've been waiting to sell out for years. I will say
my only problem with that is that all their food and drinks are garbage.
But
I would never accept their money in a million
years. So that's one issue that's going to
keep us. One problem.
Yeah, that I've been so actively hostile to
Dunkin'. It's the worst coffee I've ever had in my life, obviously. But I do like the way that when I'm somewhere where Dunkin' is the only option, I can consume it and it will sustain me physically for a short period of time.
If you can't get it down, even if it tastes so much like dishes, it's still... Yeah. The fact that you can...
But their money spends, Justin.
Hey guys. Yeah. Guys, listen. Because it gets better. It gets even better, it says. You don't have to wait until this Thursday to play Sparked Energy minigames.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right now, there is nothing keeping you guys from doing this. Right now, you can head on over to the Dunkin' mobile app and use the promo code INTERNCYPHER to unlock a free medium Sparked Energy and early access to the Fortnite Island code. Now, once you receive that, you simply search for the map by entering the code Discover.
Okay.
And then you can let the Sparked Energy mini games begin.
Is that all in
the app?
That's
a lot of shit.
It's a lot of fucking shit to go pretend to drink your fruit drink. Like, what do you... Why? Why? Why would I do it?
I so badly want to go through the enormous amount of work just laid out in front of me to see many people are playing the Fortnite Dunkin'.
Can we get in there tomorrow? Should we get in there tomorrow? Maybe own some noobs.
Can we own some noobs?
Because all these...
All these late-to-the-party dunkheads... You know, and it's like, we've been in here for years, and these are the people who have just been waiting for Dunkin' to join.
I've been talking about how all their food is garbage for a long time now.
Yeah. Oh my God, there's such a big update. There's no fucking way, Fortnite.
Do you think it's all Dunkin' related?
78 gigabytes of pure Dunkin' pleasure.
What?
High res
what?
JPEG assets of Dunkin' drinks that take up 78.1. It's half Dunkin', half the just Peter Griffin skin. It takes a lot of data.
It's
from
a very
computer.
Detailed skin, though.
Man, I'm not doing
this. Because it doesn't just reskin your character. There's detailed organs. They wanted to make it internally accurate, even though you'll never see it.
Yeah, doctors can use this Peter Griffin Fortnite skin to learn how the body works and stuff.
It's down to a molecular level accurate. It said molecularly accurate Peter Griffin.
I started downloading this update for the Dunkin' Fortnite, and I watched the two of you guys turn into max headroom 12 pixels each in real time. It's incredible.
I just dropped a quick pick for you guys. I just want to get a quick yes or no on what you think about these Cinnabon Warhead flavors. You think this would be good or what?
No.
No, I think it'd suck huge shit, man. That looks so gross.
I do like the way that it reminds me of food, the pretend food from Hook.
It does look bang.
But I wouldn't
that
eat
I do
it.
Like. I reference that like probably weekly.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's a mini for you. You can go get Warhead Cinnabon. Hey, folks, that's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed yourself. We'll see you out there in the Fortnite Dunked Energy Sparks Drink Mega Mix Blue Isle Fortnite Skins Sparked Pumpkin Spice Iced Island.
Justin's a broken man.
Yeah, I think Justin just, like, I don't know.
I just don't know why they can't have one that's like, we have a new burger. It has things on it you like.
Yeah.
You guys like one. Fries?
Do you guys remember when Burger King was like, our fries suck shit? Did that happen during the course of this show? It had to be before. When Burger King was like, straight up, our fries suck shit. They're gross.
Wendy's. It's Wendy's. Wendy said, our fries are... Nobody likes our fucking fries.
I don't think they kept it there, though, because I ate at Wendy's recently, and it was not up to snuff.
They don't... They don't keep it up. Like, that's every fast food product in America. There's no quality. There's no consistency.
Capitalism sucks.
Well, it was great for a while when Burger King and Wendy's were, like, crushing it day in, day out.
Right. During the Popeye's chicken sandwich era, when
it was the chicken sandwich, capitalism was doing like really good, and was probably like the best way of doing it,
like middle stage capitalism.
Yeah, no, that was
yes.
I don't understand the stages, but I did like the sandwich. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
We want to tell you some exciting merch stuff. We haven't gone over to the merch store. We've got a Munch Squad sticker designed by Tyler Reed, and it's real fun. We got some food characters on there. I don't want to say anymore when you go see it. We got a back to school sale going on now through the end of September. You get 20%.
Why?
What?
Why do we get the stuff on the backpacks?
Juice?
Because we've got, but we got fanny packs, we got backpacks, we got notebooks.
Yeah,
I guess we are kind of a school supply store.
Yeah, there you go. Your one-stop shop, as long as the things you need are those three things.
To our tax-free.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a club banger. We got some live shows coming up pretty soon. If you go to bit.ly/MacRoyTours, you can learn all about them. We're going to be in Portland for Rose City Comic Con. We're going to be coming to Atlanta and Orlando and a bunch of other cities. Go to bit.ly/MacRoyTours. You can find out how to get tickets and info for all the stuff. Do we have a final little wish?
What we is do.
It, man? Okay. I got here. I'll do it.
Okay.
I wish restaurants got more creative with mushrooms. This is a weird just this one sends mixed signals.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of eating mushrooms in this year.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know that was part of it. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported directly
by you.